These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and United are close to completing a £63 million signing of Benfica midfielder Renato Sanches. That's according to European football journalist Andy Brassel, who claims that Benfica president Luis Felipe Vieira flew to Manchester to discuss a payment schedule with United chiefs. And Brassel told BT Sport it looks like it'll be €40 million up front and then €40 million in add-ons. That would be £63 million divided equally, £31.5 million up front and in bonus payments. Meanwhile, West Ham United have offered midfielder Reece Oxford a contract extension, according to the Daily Mail. That's in order to ward off interest from United and City. The 17-year-old still has 2 years left on his current contract at Upton Park. Slaven Bilic is desperate to secure his long-term future on improved terms. United, of course, scouted the talented teenager last week in West Ham's Premier League Under-21 Cup win over Hull City. And according to One World Sports, Jose Mourinho remains confident of replacing Louis van Gaal at Old Trafford after turning down a move to Real Madrid. They claim United have no agreement in place with the Portuguese tactician, but still consider him their number one candidate. The 53-year-old rejected a Bernabeu Stadium return shortly after Rafa Benitez was sacked because he wants to manage in the Premier League. And finally, Daley Blind is winning his fitness battle ahead of United's clash with West Ham on Tuesday. The Dutchman missed his first game since October when United won 1-0 at Norwich on Saturday. Blind had been managing a tight hamstring in the last few weeks, and boss Louis van Gaal didn't want to take a risk with two games in such a short period. It's understood that both Blind and Marcus Rashford, who was also rested at Carrow Road, were able to take part in a light training session on Sunday morning. Both players will be assessed, with United desperate to have both in the equation to try and spoil the farewell party for the last ever game at Upton Park. United know that victory in their last two games will see them clinch fourth place in a Champions League spot.